Thank you. So tonight I have entitled my message, Arise, Shine. Arise, Shine. You see, this is the first part of our teaching series, I Am Teenager. And you see, in today's society, many adults see teenagers as being about me, 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 me. They see teenagers about being, what can I get from this, not what can I do for you. And you know what? You guys in here prove them wrong. You guys in here prove that you're about being the light into people's lives. You're about being hope, about being heart, about being humility, and about being justice. So, I don't know how to use this. I'll find out. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says this, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. That same scripture in the Amplified Bible, as well as my own little things put in there, says this, Arise from the depression and procrastination in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine and be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light, the light being God's presence, which brings deliverance and blessing. Amen? Okay. Has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So you see, light stands out in the darkness. Light should shine in the darkness. So briefly, what is darkness? It's a symbol of gloom and hardship, which being people, we have seasons of hardship. We have seasons of grief. Hey. Awesome. You engaging slightly? It's not working. Can you thingy, please? Thank you. That's one click. Okay. It's living in sin. John 3:19 says this. God's light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran for the darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God. Not being interested in pleasing God is sin. Not wanting to please God is sin. And choosing not to please God is sin. Darkness is also, ooh. Not that, is it? Ooh. Darkness is also the way of the wicked. Proverbs 4, verse 19 says this. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness, a dangerous path that leads to destruction. We all know what happened with 9/11, hey, with the terrorist attacks in America. And let me just say this. Don't let what happened in America distort your view of Muslims. Like, don't listen to what the media says, because I tell you what, not all Muslims are terrorists. That's a fact of life. It's the truth. With 9/11, not only did those terrorists destroy their lives, they destroyed their victims' lives, they destroyed their victims' friends and families' lives. They brought destruction to America and to the world. It's also the realm of Satan. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Luke loves Ephesians 6. Okay, just loves Ephesians in general. Says this. For we, seriously guys, get this into your head. Because this sets you up for life. Says, we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of the wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. So you see, sin and the way of the wicked are both realms from Satan. And like Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, we're not actually fighting the people. So please don't go and punch someone in the head if they've done something wrong. We're actually fighting the spirit that's within them. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? Okay. Go on then. I'll try and answer it.
On
the mic.
No, it's all right. Okay, fine. So, living in sin is what darkness is, yeah. And darkness is the way of the wicked. And, like, don't all people live in sin effectively? Like, you see what I mean? You see what I'm getting at? Because, like,
yeah.
Like, then we're all in darkness. And we're in the way of the
but the thing is that we, as Christians, we actually repent of it. So please don't get into a theological debate right now. Ask Tom, he'll know all the answers. I don't know all the answers. Okay, smarty pants over there. Okay, moving on. Let's move on, because I don't have all the time in the world. But good question, Ben. Completely rattled me, but good question. Okay, put me off my thought now. Okay, we'll move on from that, obviously, because it isn't coming back to me. What is light? It's shining through what is bad with what is good. It's shining through what is bad with what is good. Oh, very funny. So, for example, your words. In today's society, particularly in Britain, like, it's very common to hear negative, pessimistic, and actually quite horrible words come out of people's mouths in today's society, where you see, as Christians, as the light, we're meant to bring words of encouragement and bring words of life, hey? Does that make any sense? Hey. And you see, Jesus, he is the perfect example of light because he is light. And Jesus walked in love, which in today's society is lacking. He walked in forgiveness, which once again in today's society is lacking. And let me just say this, forgiveness isn't about making the other person right. It's about setting yourself free from bitterness. That's a side note. So not only did he walk in love and forgiveness, he also walked in faithfulness, which again is lacking in today's society. He walked in goodness and he walked in self-control, which once again is lacking in today's society. I mean, you only have to look at the STD rates, or as it was once put to me, the stupid thinking disorders rates. You guys are going to laugh at that joke. Okay, you guys are really not with it tonight. It wasn't actually my joke, by the way, so I'm not a loser. Okay. So, we are meant to be different. We are meant to be the light. But, why should I shine? Why should you shine? Okay, here's a question. What did God first do in creation? On the very first day, what did he do? Exactly. Exactly. Somewhere. Okay, anyway. So God's first act was to dispel the darkness. His first act was to get rid of the darkness. Ephesians 60, verse 2, goes on to say this. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. You see, God, not only has God got rid of all the darkness, he is light. Amen? Amen. Isaiah 60, verse 2. My bad. it would help if I did that, wouldn't it? No, it wouldn't, because there's no scriptures. Okay, listen. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says this. God is light, pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in him. See, God is pure light. Darkness is nowhere in him. And you see, like I said, darkness represents what is evil and false, while light represents what is good, true, and holy. And you see, what is true and holy cannot be extinguished. Like, God's light is never, ever, ever going to go out. Can anybody say amen? Can anybody say amen? Hey. Okay. Jesus also came to dispel the darkness. He came to dispel the darkness. And John 12:46 says this. I am the light that has come into the world. See, Jesus is the light who came into the world. And you see, because of what he did on the cross, like, Satan thought that he won when he didn't, because Jesus actually overcame the darkness. Amen?
Amen.
You guys are really quiet. Guys, listen up. And thirdly, we must be light in the world. We must be light in the world. Matthew 5:14-16 says this. You're here, guys, listen up. You're here to bring light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We go in public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Shine. You see, you keep hanging out with that nobody at school. You keep buying coffee for the homeless guy. You keep talking to your friend. You keep going that extra mile for your parents. You keep sticking up for that Buddha kid in the program. You keep sponsoring that child in a third world nation. You keep being there for your mate when everyone else has given up on him. You keep being generous to the kid who has a cold heart. That is being light to the world, guys, and you guys are doing it. So be encouraged, hey? Like, seriously, you guys are, like, so breaking myths right now. You are so busting this myth about teenagers being all about me. No, no, no. You guys being light is about putting others first, and about putting their needs first. Joe, listen up. Watching you. Although Jesus himself fulfilled the mission, he expects his followers to do the same. He expects his followers to carry it on. And I learned something on yesterday, I think it was, about our English word, mission, is actually Latin, and it means sent. So Jesus was sent on a mission to be light to the world. Therefore, we are sent on a mission to be light to the world. Amen? Sorry, Gregory. Okay. Okay. Okay, hands up if as kids you were scared of the dark. Yeah, I knew that was coming back. I so know you're scared of the dark. Okay, so most of us in here were scared of the dark at one point. Do you know what? I actually had to sleep. Guys, listen up. I'm actually telling you a deep secret of mine right now. I actually had to, until I was, that's really embarrassing. Until I was about 18, I had to sleep with my bed, with my bedroom door open and a light on the landing on. Like, it wasn't actually the light. It was actually, like, one of those little bedside lamp things. And then I went into Australia and I figured out that I couldn't actually do that anymore. Yes, that was terrifying. Anyway, you can tell that story later. Is that right? I was in Spain in July, and I was watching The Da Vinci Code with my dad. And it's a great movie, a complete lie, but a great movie nonetheless. And there's this guy in it who's actually quite satanic. Like, I think, he was a follower of Christ, but he would, like, whip himself like Christ did. And I was there thinking, you don't actually have to do that. But anyway, you can go for it if you really want. And like, this guy who would, like, appear from the shadows of the tombs in the cathedral. And it was quite freaky. Like, my dad was, like, trying to calm me down. Anyway, and then one night, it must have been around midnight, and my room was completely black, like, and I was the only one in my room. And, like, you know how, like, as kids, you were scared of the dark because you couldn't see what was going on? Like, you didn't know whether you had monsters in your closet or if there were crocodiles under your bed. They exist, crocodiles, believe it or not. And, Or, as it was in my case, like, huge, disgusting spiders. Anyway, that's a real story. And, so, for me in Spain, I had these moments where, like, I woke up around midnight, like I said, and I'd just be kind of, like, laying in my bed thinking, like, I've got quite crazy imagination, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, like, room's pitch black, can't see anything. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what if I've got, like, an axe murderer in my closet? What if there's like a massive scorpion right by my head and I can't see it? So what did I do? I turn on my bedside lamp and then I can see. So you see, for us to be light to the world, it's about making other people see. It's about making other people realize the truth and realize what is good. A quote by Martin Luther King says this, and this, I don't really have to explain it, it just puts it out as it is. It says, darkness is only driven up with light, not more darkness. I'll say it again. Darkness is only driven up with light, not more darkness. That's great, Joe. maybe I'm trying to thought again, Joe. Okay, let me think about this. So, as the light, we have to go into the darkness, but that doesn't mean that we get involved with what the people are doing. That's just dumb, to be honest. So, you keep being the light in your school. You keep being light in your college. You keep being light in your family. You keep being light in your workplace. But how do we get the light? The first one is Jesus. Simply, Jesus. Study him. Get to know him. Second is this, his word. But you see, Jesus and God, Jesus and the Bible, should I say, cannot be separated. Neither can God and Jesus, by the way. Jesus and his word cannot be separated. First John. 1 John. You know what? It's not 1 John, it's John 1. Okay, John chapter 1, 1:25 says this. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. Get this, guys. Seriously, like, perk up your ears for this bit. It says this. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can exit. I'll say it again, and this time I actually want a response. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Psalm 119, verse 130, that's a long psalm. It talks about God's word giving light. So not only is God's word light, it gives light. So whenever you can't see, whenever you're at a crossroad, whenever darkness is like lapping at your toes, you get the word out. You get God's word out. You get the map out, the map being God's light. Therefore, because it's God's light. Okay, can anybody say amen to how awesome God's word is? Okay. Say what? And my third point, and this is going to finish off, is to live a righteous lifestyle. Live a righteous lifestyle. Romans 13, 12 to 14 says this. And I read this in my devotion a few weeks ago, and I nearly like fell off my chair in amazement. It says this. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. The day of salvation being the second coming. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. That is living a righteous lifestyle. Don't participate. And this is living. This is what it means to live in a righteous life. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties or drunkenness, or in sexual stupidity, and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, Instead, guys, listen, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. It's 13. Oh yeah, I didn't find the chapter up. Sorry about that. So basically, what that is saying is to display outwardly what has happened inwardly. So what's going on in your heart, all the good that's in your heart, display it outwardly. That is being light to the world. So, you guys keep doing what you're doing. Like, that message was to actually just simply encourage you to actually keep doing what you're doing and to actually show you how to get more light and like how to really, really shine bright. So you guys keep doing what you're doing because you know right now there is someone within Northampton. There is a girl within Northampton who is thinking really low of herself because no one's told her how beautiful she is. There'll be a guy in Northampton or in England right now who is street fighting because no one's told him that to be a true man doesn't mean you have to fight. That is being light to the world. Being light to the world is encouraging people. It's placing value on them. Seriously, get stuck into God's word and you will see what else is light because there's so many things that are light that I can't actually think about them right now. So you guys are awesome. You keep busting those myths about teenagers. You show us adults what you're made of. You show us up and you prove us wrong. Amen to that, Joe. All right, Luke, do you want to come up?